No? Okay, can I have a couple people help me with the communion? When we take the communion, God wants us to purposefully see the sacrifice of Jesus. He literally wants you to get a vision of Him on that cross. Not a Hollywood version either. He wants you to see that mutilated sacrifice on purpose and release your faith in everything that Jesus did for you in that. Paul said the only reason that Christians are sickly and die early among you is because they don't discern the body of Christ. It's absolutely important to do this. The way to discern the body of Christ is to look at this bread and see the body of Jesus in this and see what happened to that body. The first thing you need to notice is that this bread is matzah bread. It's made without yeast. God gave us specific directions on how to make this. And He did it for our healing. It's for our well-being. So this bread is made without yeast. Since this is the body of Jesus, we can understand that Jesus' body was and is without sin. He never once made a mistake. That's why when He took our place, He could set us free. Also, you look at this bread, you'll notice that it's been beaten and bruised. Jesus' body was beaten and bruised for us. And then He took stripes on His back for our healing. And this bread is pierced. Everywhere that Jesus' body was pierced, He shed blood, and we get some redemption for that in some area. And if you look at this bread, it's slightly burned. It means the full wrath of God's fiery judgment. The judgment that was meant for us was laid on Jesus. God treated Jesus the way we deserved to be treated so that He could treat us the way Jesus deserved to be treated. So we're taking that broken body for our healing, and we thank You for it, Father. Grab a couple of wine, server. When you take that blood, understand that the blood of Jesus is the most powerful substance that has ever been released on this earth. In the book of Revelation, it tells us that they overcame Him by the word of their testimony, by the power of the blood and the word of their testimony. The blood of Jesus is the only thing that can wash away our sins. The blood of Jesus is the only thing that can save us. It's because of that blood of Jesus that we can stand in the presence of God as if nothing ever happened, because you've been justified freely by His grace. We thank You for that. Well, all right, I guess we have a lot of children today, so we can go have children's church. Are you ready for children's church, Devin? Look at all those kids. Hi. All right. Open up your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13, and I'll pray for us. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for this opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, I particularly ask you to guide my words and guide my reading and lead me through this. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you're here to help us to discern the word of truth, rightfully divide it, and you're going to guide me through this since I don't get to play with notes today. Hang in there, guys. Because I don't get notes today. Now, for the last 7 years, I don't know if any of you were here about 7 years ago, I taught on the tetrad of four blood moons. When the blood moons happened and they all lined up with these feasts in Israel, that there was great and mighty changes that were going to happen, and we started seeing great and mighty changes. We started seeing things that we thought would be impossible. And I remember, you know, I told you that Christians aren't to be looking for signs, you know, but we should be paying attention to them. The Jews require a sign. We should be paying attention to those signs too. And then 3 years ago, I started talking about there's an urgency in the spirit for things that need to be changed and things that are going to happen. And particularly the last year. And I have come now, God has brought me to the point now, today, he told me to stop on Romans chapter 8, abruptly, to stop. We are at the end of doing things the way we know to do them. It's over. Now, I want you to look at Hebrews chapter 13 with me real quick. Before we go into Revelations, so much of the stuff in Revelation is talking to the bad guys. Not you. You're not lined up for judgment. The devil is. Not the church. The church is lined up for freedom that they've never even thought about. Let me get my glasses on here now. It's going to be a bit of a challenge because these are not walking glasses. These are just reading glasses. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 said, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, 'I will never leave you nor forsake you.' So we may boldly say, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me.'" You're going to have to embrace that verse. The Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. He's not going anywhere. He's going to stay right with you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. You're going to see some things. I think it could happen within a couple weeks. I think we may have that much time to prepare. you should put some food to the side. You should put a little bit of water to the side. I have a really strong question mark as to whether cash is going to do you much good. The Babylonian system is coming to an end. God's judgment has fallen on the Babylonian system and it is over. As we speak right now, one of the last strongholds of the American economy was the petrodollar. I did not know this, but on July 4th, it became illegal for the United States to print any more money. I don't know why they're doing that, but their contract on that ended July 4th. They had a 10-year grace period from 2012 to 2022, and it ended on July 4th. As we speak right now, Saudi Arabia is in talks with Russia, China, South Africa, and Brazil to take their currency with theirs, and their oil is no longer going to be attached to the American dollar. Things are ramping up right now. It's happening right now as we speak. I'm not saying this to make you afraid. I'm saying this to you to be a little bit prepared and get a little bit excited, because we're going to do God's way of doing things. Amen? The Babylonian system, which the world has embraced, is going away. And I'm not saying just the common world business world. The churches have embraced the Babylonian system too. It's going away. It's going to vanish. The way of doing things is over. I've been waiting for September, but it seems like it's happening much faster. Now the railroad is talking about not moving anything. They're going on strike. But I want you to look at Revelations. Chapter 18. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of her wrath, of the wrath of her fornication. He's not talking about just sexual sin in this, but the nations of the earth have actually commingled with the devil. They've embraced the Babylonian system. They've embraced the Babylonian rule. And they've followed along. Even the churches have. Even the churches have. And it's a hard thing to get people broke away from this because of the fear of man. You need to stop that immediately. Stop being afraid of what man can do. Start trusting in God. His way of doing things is being established. The old way is going away. It's going to be a good thing. I don't know how it's all going to happen. I don't know if we're going to get ripped out of here, or if we're going to be here for a while and then get ripped out of here. Don't really matter to me. God wins. Amen? God wins. I want you to see a few more things here. All the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. The wealthiest people on the planet, for the most part, are Satanists. And they got that way by making covenants with Satan and doing things that would actually hold us in bondage. Did you know that you're in bondage? A lot of people say, oh, I'm an American. I'm not in bondage. Do you have a Social Security number? Yeah. You're in bondage. Do you pay taxes? You're in bondage. Do you obey the IRS's rules? You're in bondage. You're in bondage to the Babylonian system. But you're going to be set free. You're going to be set free. Regardless of what anybody says, regardless of what they may think, you're going to be set free. Verse 4 says, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues. God has been trying to call the churches out of the Babylonian system. They're so afraid of the consequences that they won't. I tried to teach a little bit of this to some people, and they said, no, I ain't hearing it. I'm not going to hear it. Well, I don't care if you hear it or not, it's still going to happen. Just get ready, because it is going to happen. God is going to establish a new thing on this earth. His kingdom will be done here on earth. And you're going to be okay. Just let go of the Babylonian system. You don't need it. Then he says, for her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her work. In the cup which she has mixed, mix double for her. In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as queen and am no widow and will not see sorrow. You know, all over the world, all over this world as we speak, presidents, dictators, whole governments, politicians, bankers, all over the world are stepping down as we speak. Now, these people were in positions of power. Some of them were just there. They weren't ever going to leave. Some of them have been there for years, and they're stepping down. They're being replaced. The Babylonian system is going away. The evil people are being taken out of the way. Amen? Some of it right before our eyes. I'll show you here in a little bit some of it that you've actually seen. Therefore, her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. I've been waiting for this for a long time, and I thought it was just going to take years and years. You know, but all of a sudden, he showed me this, said it's going to be swift. We're going to see things happen so fast before our eyes that some people are going to be shaken. Some people are going to be confused, and some people are going to be afraid. Don't let your heart get in fear. God will not leave you nor forsake you. And it's going to be confusing to some. And the ride may be a little bit bumpy, but you'll get through there. Be of good cheer. It is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. Do not embrace this world's way of doing things. You want to know the best way to hurt the devil? Don't do what he tells you to do. The world is going to mourn Babylon's fall. Not the Christian world, not the freedom-seeking people, but the people that have gathered massive amounts of wealth from this Babylonian system. They're the mourners. Verse 9 says, the kings of the earth, that's the leaders, the politicians, the people that have been doing these things, they committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her. It's not just talking. Sure, they had sexual sin, but here's the main thing when he's talking about this fornication. They actually made these covenants with the devil. They actually, one prophet said they breeded with these jackals. They're in a covenant with Satan himself. And his whole deal is to destroy the earth, destroy the people. One of the signs that you've seen, if you've paid any attention or heard anything at all, is the Georgia Guidestones. Got blown up. That was the directions on how to depopulate this earth, maintain the population at 1 billion people, 500 million, 500 million, is that what it was? 500 million? 500 million? Can you imagine that? How many people would have to die to maintain the population of 500 million? Well, I know there's at least 500 million people that would be in that group that weren't born again. So, see, Satan's not just out to kill Christians, he's out to kill people. He hates people. Some people say, well, he hates Christians. He does hate Christians, but he hates people. You know, he was the only one on this earth for a long time. Did you know that? He was the only one on this earth for a long time. He got cast out of heaven and he came to earth. And then all of a sudden Adam and Eve show up. He comes walking up and says, who are you? What are you doing here? This is my place. He didn't like the intruders. And we've been intruding on him ever since. And that's a good thing. Keep intruding on him. Keep taking country from the kingdom of darkness. Filling it with light. But it's going to happen fast. For in 1 hour, your judgment has come. You know, to God, time isn't much to him. So he can do a lot of things in a little bit of time. But it's getting ramped up. It's getting ramped up. One of the things I want you to notice is Roe versus Wade. All of a sudden, just all of a sudden, they just decided to overturn that? That was a direct blow to Satan. He hit him right between the eyes with that. Because what it really is sacrifices to Baal. It's never changed. But we're going to get more on that here in just a few more chapters. And I'll tell you what, they talked about this. Verse 11 said, the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn. The merchants of the earth. Doesn't say the Christians. The merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold, silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen and purple silk, scarlet, every kind of citron, wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of most precious wood, bronze, iron, marble, cinnamon, incense, fragrant oil, frankincense, wine and oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, chariots, and bodies and souls of men. People have been selling bodies and souls of people for centuries. This is one of the reasons for the great upheaval in the political world, in the nation. Suddenly, now we cut off their supply. God has cut off their supply to bodies and souls. That was one of the reasons for the wall, to stop that. That was one of the reasons to end the Roe versus Wade. So now it makes where that's not a federal deal, so they cannot no longer financially support Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood was nothing more than a body and part factory. That's all that was. People don't want to believe a lot of this stuff that's been happening. They don't want to believe that there was literally tunnels under this earth where children or people were held captive, some of them for generations. One of the accounts I read of the Illuminati, they said, you know, it's a whole lot easier for us to hide people if they don't have a birth certificate. So if we just breed our own down here, they can't be tracked. There's literally people that have not seen sunlight for generations. They've been taking them out. There's things going on in heaven. There's things going on in our heaven right here. And there's been things going on under the earth that a lot of people refuse to look at. You know, I started talking about some of this stuff 10, 12 years ago when people said, oh, you're just crazy. I said 10 years ago, I'm absolutely convinced that there has been somebody do human sacrifices in these mountains somewhere. I don't know who did it. I don't know where it happened, but I know it happened. And people looked at me like I was absolutely nuts. But it's happening. And it's coming to an end. The Babylonian system, the Babylonian way of doing things is coming to an end. I'll tell you something about people. People in their lust for power and authority and popularity will do almost anything to get there. I literally said there's people in the racehorse world that would sell their soul to win a horse race. There's people in our community that would sell their soul to win an election. There's people in this community that would literally sell their soul to be behind the pulpit. I became aware of this about when I was in Bible school, when we had a deliverance pastor come and teach us, and one of the accounts I read was a survivor of one of these ritual abuse ceremonies that they had. And she said, the people that were doing this, I'm going to just tell you point blank. You're going to hear it anyway. You just will not be shocked. She was a young girl. She was being raped continuously by these perpetrators. A whole bunch of them. And while they were raping her, they were taking dead animals and letting the blood of those dead animals fall down on her. You need to know how bad this is. And she said the people that were doing this was the local pastor, the sheriff, the judge, the attorneys, the teachers, people of prominence in the community. And she went and told the people, you know, once they rescued her, she told the investigator who did this, and it was so bizarre he didn't believe her. This nation is going to wake up to the harsh reality that they have bowed their knee to the Babylonian system, or they've embraced the Babylonian system, and we're getting a whole new system set up. God's way is going to prevail. God is going to have His way done on this earth. Amen? But these merchants are going to be, they're already wailing. You can see them crying. You can see them on TV. Biden the other day went to Saudi Arabia to beg for oil. And they said, no, they already made a deal with Russia. Saudi Arabia is buying oil from Russia. How did Putin pull that one off? We're getting a whole new thing going here. You do realize that you have a constitution. You're an American. There is a constitution. This country is so far from the constitution that you can't even recognize it. You can't even recognize it. They said, no, we follow the constitution. You do not. I tell churches all the time, I said, do you follow the Constitution? They say, yeah. Are you a 501c3? Yeah. Then you're not following the Constitution. You're already tax exempt because you're a church. But the churches have been buffaloed into embracing the 501s, into embracing the Babylonian system because some CPA and the IRS said, you got to do this or we'll shut you down. So they did it. Hook, line, and sinker. But that's going away. Don't worry about it. It'll go away. The IRS is going away. It's going away. We're no longer going to be tied to the Babylonian system. We're no longer going to be tied to the devil's way of doing things. He's done. We just got to sit here and watch. Now, here's the thing about the church. I'm trying to get us ready for this for a while. We're going to have to do with what we got. There's going to be people. There's going to be people that are going to, they're going to lose it. The only thing we can do is to help kind of try to feed them if they need some food, comfort them a little bit, try to show them what's going on, pray for them, reach out to them. Don't just hold up, say, well, I'll be all right. I got enough to survive this thing. The rest of y'all are just going to have to rough it out. Don't get caught in those shoes. We're going to have to reach out to the community and say, hey, look, there's a safe place here. We don't have all the answers, but we do know the answer. And his name is Jesus. And he will get us through this. All right? We do have resources that we don't know about. We have the resources to survive this. God said he would provide for you. He said he would meet all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I've wondered about this for the last month, and particularly and especially the last couple of weeks. The spiritual attacks on me have been amazing. Absolutely ramped up. In every way, the spiritual attacks, the physical attacks, the mental attacks, the even financial attack. Absolutely everywhere I turn, there's some new annoying thing going on. And it seems like every time I turn around, I'm breaking some new curse that somebody sent. An allegation. And just crazy stuff. Just people that normally would be pretty normal or just being complete weirdos. But I've been noticing that. I don't know if any of you have noticed any irregularities in your lives lately. But there's a lot of things happening. There's a lot of pressure on people because they don't understand what's happening. And you need to not push on people. Help them go forward. A lot of people are wandering around in the dark. Let yourself be the light that helps them get through this. I think we're going to stop there because we're not going to get through the rest of it. Just understand this, that there's such a urgency in the spirit and in the world right now, and the church has to stand up. The church has to stand up, show people the way out. Let go if you're attached to this Babylonian system, and almost every single body was. Let go of it. Just let go. It's going away. Don't try to hang on to something that you don't need anyway. We're heading to some very, very interesting times. A lot of people are going to be very, very scared. You should be very excited. Amen. You should be very excited. Don't worry if you don't know what's going to happen next. Because nobody does. So don't go asking somebody what's going to happen next. Because they may tell you something, and then when they show up to be wrong, you can say, oh my God, we're just toast. No. Just relax. And, you know, I hear people say enjoy the ride, and it's not an enjoyable ride. If somebody comes up and tells me to sit back with the bowl of popcorn and enjoy the ride, I'm going to pop them on the nose. And I'm going to explain to them how I'm the one that's dealing with wrecked lives. How I'm the one that's dealing with people who lost a loved one because they took a vaccine or lost a loved one because of this. And now these shortages that are going to happen, there's going to be loved ones that are not getting the stuff that they need. And somebody's going to be wanting some answers. So it's not an enjoyable ride. It's not going to be that enjoyable ride, but we will win. Amen? Just know that God will not leave you nor forsake you. Okay? And get ready. Thank you, Father, for your words. We praise you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for everything that you do for us on a daily basis. We thank you for taking care of us. Father, we ask you to protect us, deliver us from evil. We thank you for these things. And you know, sometimes there's people watching on videos and maybe they're wondering how they can get hooked up with this. Maybe they're wondering how they can make things right. And the Bible tells us that if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus back to life and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. Jesus said that a man must be born again. It's as easy as a little prayer. You can say this prayer with me if you like. If you're watching on video, this is how you can be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life. I want every head bowed. We bow our head out of reverence to God. And close your eyes. We close our eyes out of respect for our neighbors. Nobody else is doing. And you say this prayer out of your mouth so your ears can hear it. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that God raised you back to life. And I confess you to be Lord over me. Thank you, Father, for forgiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. That's how we get born again. If you said that for the first time, you are born again. You are saved. I encourage you to find a Bible-believing church that will help you grow and be fed. And get ready for the exciting new adventure that we're going on. Amen? All right. Well, we have coffee and snacks back here and a business meeting.